The devotional for today was written by the Reverend Connie Bennett Hooker. This psalm calls us to continually bring praises before the Lord. God is near to us and sees us as beloved children. Even when things are going wrong, or we are struggling or brokenhearted, God surrounds us and loves us through these times. However, God also desires our praises and gratitude. When we are alone with God, or when we gather as a community of faith, we are to praise God continually and bless God's holy name. God wants our desire and our longing to be for God and not for material things. God does exhibit anger when we love other things more than God. He was angered by the Israelites in the wilderness when they grumbled and complained to Moses because the wilderness was not a comfortable place for them to be. They wanted to return to captivity in Egypt because they did not trust God to provide for their needs. Jesus drove out the money changers from the temple because it was not being used to praise God. He made a promise at that time that he would raise this temple in 3 days. He was referring to his body and the resurrection that would come. Through Jesus' birth, life, death, resurrection, and ascension, God was praised and glorified, and we were given eternal life and forgiveness. We will stray from God, but we are loved deeply. We are called to repent. God will walk us through difficult times, and they will not overcome us. Let us praise God and give ourselves to God, that we may glorify God in all that we say or do, and with all that we are. Let us pray. Almighty and most merciful God, we love you and offer praise to you, because you are God. We confess that we often turn away from you, but we know of your forgiveness and love. Thank you for meeting our needs and loving us as we are. We are filled with gratitude for the gift of your Son, Jesus, and the gift of what his resurrection means. May we forever bless your name and bask in your love. Guide us to follow your will. Amen.